This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. What do the musical acts The Pixies, Staind, and Taj Mahal have in common? They all had their start in Western Massachusetts. Since at least the 1950s, Pioneer Valley venues have been a frequent destination for nationally renowned acts. But there's even more going on beneath the surface, literally, in basements throughout the Pioneer Valley. The underground music scene thrives. New England Public Radio's Ellery Barringer takes us there as our spring music series continues.
You're listening to St. Louis, Missouri band Glued, playing a house in Northampton, Massachusetts. The post-punk four-piece band is playing a mix of venues on their tour, but bassist Johnny Woo Gabbard actually says he enjoys playing a basement over a stage.
They just feel more intimate. Whenever we play on stages, it feels strange to hover above the audience, and we like to be on the same level. And it sounds weird playing on a stage through monitors. It just sounds better coming through our own amps.
Tour isn't cheap, especially for bands who are just starting out. Above ground venues will sometimes offer free drinks or food to a touring band, and maybe a cut of the door. Others simply offer exposure. At house shows, it's a little different. On this night, one organizer holds up a giant silver stew pot and shouts in a fake accent to get everyone's attention.
All right, everyone. If you could spare a donation for the touring band, you got a donation?
House show audiences are largely made up of local musicians who understand the financial burden of being on the road. It's common for people to give $5 or $10 or purchase band merch like t-shirts or vinyl records. Chelsea Webster, the drummer and singer for Glued, says she's comfortable with the haul they get from house shows.
If nothing else, we're breaking even, and that's as long as we can get from one place to another, I'd say that's all that really matters. But we tend to get a lot of support in smaller spaces.
And the support isn't just about money. Local bands who share tonight's bill also share their gear.
Oh yeah, Laura, do you want to borrow the
oath?
A sense of community sets the DIY scene apart. While bands set up between acts, the crowd, mostly friends and friends of friends, enjoy each other's company upstairs. Some take a smoke break on the porch, others chat in the kitchen. Someone picks an impromptu tune on a ukulele they found on the living room couch. In a room full of 20-somethings, there's almost always a handful of older folks, like Gary Dolgoff.
It's a cool place, the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. So you're a regular here?
Yeah, you could say that.
Then I will.
I'm in a local band, and we've played this basement a time or two. From personal experience, I can tell you another notable trait of house shows. They can be a bit legally tenuous. That's why this show's organizer chose to be anonymous. I butted in during soundcheck to ask him about other challenges of hosting underground music.
Test 1, 2, test.
Question. Are people normally not on time to house shows?
No, they're almost never on time, and we've been trying to just force them to miss some music so that they catch on to the early schedule, you know?
In dense neighborhoods, when neighbors are close by, earlier end times are always better. Some house venues have been shut down by police because of too frequent noise complaints. It makes the DIY scene a kind of insular place. You have to know somebody to get in. Or, like the show flyers say in lieu of an address, ask a punk. For New England Public Radio, I'm Ellery Barringer.
And you can hear more stories from our spring music series at nepr.net.